This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? And Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
Barack Obama is dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. To talk with some of my favorite people on planet Earth, and when I say that, it's not totally sincere. A few years ago, we started inviting only female guests in the second hour, and part of the reason that we did that was because I felt there was a lack of genuine opportunity being given to women across media that I felt like had more to say. I see women on media, but I see a lot of people that say a bunch of stuff that I don't necessarily agree with. And you know what? There's an entire underculture of conservative, clear-thinking, brilliant women that do not get nearly enough media exposure. And so a number of years ago, we introduced the concept of the Ladies' Lounge. And here we are today, some 9 years after that concept was introduced, talking with Kelsey Bowler. You may remember the last time she was with us on Saturday. It was Kelsey Harkness. And Kelsey, welcome back. I don't think I've seen the ring yet. You can show it to the camera if you want. There you are. Happy married life, and welcome on back.
Thank you. It's great to be here as a married woman.
What's been the biggest difference in your life since becoming a newlywed?
I think it's the unspoken security of knowing you have a partner in life. You kind of feel like you have that a little bit when you're in a good relationship, but when you get married, it's this whole nother amazing level that you really can't describe. And I think being married is the best decision I have ever made. I highly encourage marriage for everyone. You know, of course, it's not always easy, but it's fun, and it's also not as hard as I feel like a lot of people make it out to be. Not yet. I mean, I am still in my first year.
But sure.
Being married, marriage is an amazing institution, and more people should be doing it.
Well, and I think that even the social data would point that out, and I know that you study many things related to social constructs, but I think that the data, it's better for kids, it's better for women, it's better for men. And if we did more, you know, George W. Bush, before he left office after his second term, actually tried to implement some federal incentivizing of moving people from single parenting into marriage relationships. And he was ridiculed and just torn apart for it. But I've always thought if we could do something more, because I agree with you that all those positive things are a big blessing to my life. And, you know, life is good. When it's good, but it's hard on a good day for most of us throughout all of our lives. And when you have someone that is on that journey with you, that you're co-laboring with, it sure seems to like spread the load. So I agree with you.
Point out, it always frustrates me when you hear the left talk down on marriage and tell women they're going to be more empowered if they choose a single life and put their career first. It frustrates me because it is so hypocritical, because if you actually look at the data, you know, successful men and women in America are still following the script of graduating from high school, graduating from college, getting married, and then waiting to have kids. Mm-hmm. And from there, they go on to have very successful lives. So on one hand, they're telling us all, oh, we don't need marriage anymore. That's an outdated institution. On the other hand, everyone out there writing about it is who's, you know, doing well in this country is following that script of success. And it gives you, you know, that is part of the security of being married, to have two people in this relationship to fall back on and seesaw at times. That's how my husband and I are, where one person is maybe really leaning into their career at one time and the other person's taking a step back. But yeah, if you want to be successful in this country, getting married is the easiest way to do it.
Yeah, no, that and owning a home, I think, are the two fastest key demographics about building wealth for any individual person, which then, of course, has even repercussive benefit for all children that are then brought into the relationship, etc. I mean, the healthier the family, the healthier society in general. Like, it's like rocket science, Kelsey, when we talk about it, but it's not. It's like, it so makes sense. And like you said, it's not always easy, but the upsides I have found always outweigh the, whatever the downsides are. And I'm still trying to figure out what those are, if there are any. Let's talk a little bit about your role in media. The Ladies Lounge is always a little bit of a place where we get to let the hair down and kind of get behind the curtain and see the stuff. Now, you were always writing for the Daily Signal when you started joining us on Saturdays, but you've added a couple of other things. So give us the snapshot of all things Kelsey Bowler right now.
Yeah, Kevin, you found me a little earlier on in my career, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to come on your shows and be a part of the Ladies Lounge. I love what you're doing with this, and, you know, it's probably fun for you watching me grow from just, you know, being a reporter for the Daily Signal to now adding the Independent Women's Forum. I'm a visiting fellow with them. That is a great group of conservative women. I am now regularly on Fox News, which sometimes is still hard to believe. I know you're so used to it by now. You've been doing it for a while. But sometimes I have to pinch myself that this is part of my job now.
Yeah.
So that's been a fun, stressful adventure. And then I am still writing for Bright, which is a morning email for women by women, run through the Federalist. Really fun group of women. We have you hear from a different woman every morning. So, I'm also co-hosting a podcast called Problematic Women once a week. It releases on Thursdays. So to say that my job keeps me busy and interested and engaged is an understatement. I'm engaged in a lot of different things, but that's why I love what I do. You never get bored, and you're always learning. And speaking to new people and, having new experiences. And I'm very grateful for that. And my hope is to share that with others through my work.
Well, and I think that you're an excellent example of what I was talking about at the beginning of the segment. In other words, you've got a lot to say, and now you do have a lot of outlets to get it out. But early on, you didn't, and there were others that didn't.
Right.
And I think that, you know, radio is kind of a small world. Like, so talkers will take place in New York this summer, and we'll have, you know, the international convention of all the syndicated talk voices in the entire universe gathered in like a fairly small room at the bottom of a building in Manhattan somewhere. Like, maybe 300 people will be there. Everybody that's in that room had people that opened doors for them. Everybody that was there had somebody show them some degree of kindness at some point. And we're not going to be able to replicate a conservative movement or a conservative idea if we don't continually funnel the new voices and the new decision makers to the front of the pack. And so part of it is you have to put the ego down a little bit and say, hey, there's more to be done here than just me building my personal brand, which is, I'm sorry, Kelsey, I got mad at Ann Coulter and to some degree Sean Hannity and other people when they would take sometimes liberties and do things that did build brand, but then hurt the movement as a whole with a careless word here, maybe playing the Alec Baldwin voicemail too much on his radio show, etc. And Sean and I have had that conversation, so it's not like I'm saying things out of school, but I don't want to be those people. I want to be the place where we get together and amplify and build and grow, because we've got the answers. We've got the solutions to the problems, and we need to be the ones that are out there getting them out.
Absolutely. And it's interesting that although I still feel young in my career, I am turning 30 soon, and I find myself yes, I do still feel young in that sense, but I find more and more I'm stumbling on the opportunity to already start helping others, helping young women who are just entering this industry. And I love being a mentor every year, or more than every year, three times a year, I volunteer at the Heritage Foundation where the Daily Signal is run to be a mentor, and I always ask for the young girls because I do think it's important to develop a community of conservative women to push back against the dominant narrative of what you have to think and believe in order to be a woman in today's society. I push back on that, and it's so important to bring in these younger generations. And yeah, I say that as someone who still feels young.
Well, when we come back, there's more of that conversation. Kelsey Bowler and Kevin McCullough in the Ladies Lounge tonight, having a chat about all things that she's involved in, including her brand new film that just went live on the Daily Signal's website this last week. I'm actually going to introduce and play that entire film for you in our next segment. Then she and I will come back and talk about why it's important. It tells a very, very graphic story of what's happening to girls' sports in Connecticut, and I don't think it's fair. Coming right back, live from New York, it's Radio Not Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
What a little moonlight can do.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us back and firing away. Kelsey Bowler in the ladies' lounge tonight. But here's what I want to do before we go back to Kelsey. She's recently produced this film for the Daily Signal, and it details a story of great concern from Connecticut. Take a look at what happened.
Athlete who is biologically a male took first place in both the 100 and 200 meter dash at Connecticut's Girls Track and Field State Championships.
When I'm at the start of the race, when I'm lining up and getting into my blocks, everyone already knows the outcome. Those two athletes are going to come one and two, and everyone knows it.
The Connecticut Interscholastic Athletic Conference, the CIAC, says that athletes can choose to compete for the sport in which they gender identify with.
No one thinks it's fair, because we all know that males are physically stronger than females, and they compete at a higher level.
Petitions are circulating in Plainville and Glastonbury after two trans girls swept the competition at the state track and field championships.
From third on, it's a little different. We're actually fighting for those spots, but in those meets, there's no way that one of us biological girls will be able to outrun those transgender athletes.
Yes, it has been affecting track and field in Connecticut, but the door is open there for any sport.
We will make America fairer by passing the Equality Act to end discrimination against the LGBTQ community.
It will be the end of girls and women's only sport if we make simply gender identity the basis for eligibility for
women. Right, you'll have men's sports and you'll have co-ed sports.
It's giving the transgender females the right to compete with biological females. And eventually, it's going to get to the point where the biological females will be on the sidelines watching their own sports.
HR 5 will affect athletics, and it will change completely the landscape of competition. It will set no difference between a boy and a girl, and as a result, women will be completely eradicated from sports. It's taking away the opportunity to win for the girls, but in sports that have physical contact could become a serious safety issue.
It's very frustrating and heartbreaking when us girls are at the start of the race and we already know that these athletes are going to come out and win no matter how hard we try. Track means everything to me. I wake up every day and go through school just waiting to get to track, waiting to run, waiting to jump. I feel at home at the track. It's my happy place.
She has been competing in track and field since I introduced her to it when she was a little girl. And it's something that we share together. I have done it as a child myself back in Romania.
My freshman year in outdoor, I saw at the 200 start this girl who looked kind of masculine. Her arms were much more defined than the average girl's, and same with her legs, but she had long hair, long braided hair, and I didn't think much of it. And then I watched the race and I saw that this girl was blowing away the competitors, and I thought, hey, this isn't right, this usually doesn't happen. And then later that in that same meet, I found out that athlete was a transgender female. And then in outdoor last year, there was another transgender that came out, and she competed as a male for three seasons and was mediocre as a male, and then ended up transitioning over to female and again blew everyone out of the competition.
Something that has happened recently for Selena was being left out of the New England Championship. She was the first one out of the final and was the eighth one in the state. Since two first places were taken by boys who identify as girls, she could have been the sixth girl going, and instead she was a spectator on the stands at the New England Championship.
They took away the spots of deserving girls, me being included. No one thinks it's fair, but everyone is afraid of retaliation from the media, from kids around their school, from other athletes, coaches, school administrators. I mean, they don't want to drag attention to themselves, and they don't want to be seen as a target for potential bullying and threats.
Watching them run was just heartbreaking. I mean, you almost don't even want to watch, but how can you not? You can clearly see these two biological guys just absolutely crushing it, and it almost brings you to tears.
We've competed head-to-head with these people like many times, and it hurts to see them win when you know that we probably should have won.
There's really nothing else you can do except, you know, get super frustrated and roll your eyes, because it's really hard to even come out and talk in public just because of the way with the far left and how immediately you'll just be shut down.
We are totally accepting of who they are and who they want to be. We just have an issue when it comes to sports.
Just like every other parent, I want my daughter to be happy. I want her to enjoy high school, fulfill her dream, go to college, compete at elite level, just the way she has been doing in high school, and achieve that dream of being in a fair Olympic Games someday.
With the case in Connecticut, it can be difficult showcasing my talents to coaches from around the country, as they only look at the results online. They see the first and or second place girl so far ahead of the rest of the girls, and they're going to reach out to and try to recruit those two top girls versus everyone else since they're so far behind in time.
She doesn't go there to become second best. She wants to win. And when that is not even on the table any longer, what is the drive to do it?
I think it's gotten to the point where some girls are starting to stray away from those events and are hoping to go to other events so then they actually have a fair chance of winning. And in my case, I have my field event, long jump, that was my safe haven, if you want to call it, where the results were fair no matter what because it was girls competing against girls. But now, unfortunately, one of those athletes has started to compete in long jump, so now none of my events are safe. It's frustrating when you know that you run your best, and no matter what, your best is never going to be enough.
So there you have the new short documentary from the Daily Signal. And Kelsey Bowler, our guest tonight in the Ladies Lounge, is the producer of that, went to Connecticut, interviewed those girls, the ones that she altered the voices of course, obviously scared to speak out. But I give Selena a lot of credit for going on camera and saying that. We'll get into more of what that means and why it was so important that she felt to make this when we continue the conversation. Kelsey Bowler, my guest in the Ladies Lounge tonight. It's Kevin McCullough, and we're live from New York, Radio Night Live. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Missouri is the latest state to pass restrictive abortion measures. Governor Mike Parson.
I think that's important. I think that's showing Missourians values, and it's a piece of legislation that will be signed in the near future.
Democratic Representative Carrie Engel.
There's really no words to describe it.
it feels like we're failing the state of Missouri.
The bill increases tax credits for donations to pregnancy resource centers. Women who receive abortions after 8 weeks would not be prosecuted, but doctors who perform them could face up to 15 years in jail. The weather is not yet spring in some places. Brian Hurley is lead forecaster at the Weather Prediction Center, and he has bad news for the nation's heartland.
Thunderstorm activity, some of which can be severe, damaging winds, hail, but also, certainly with that said, the threat of flash flooding as well.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Of all the boys... Of all the boys, boys. Of all the boys, boys, boys. Boys, 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 boys. Of all the boys. Of all the boys I've known, and I've known some. First met you with lonesome. Came inside of my heart, grew like the world was new to me. You're swell, I'll admit you deserve expressions that fit you. Racked my brain hoping to explain things you do to me. By me, a misty shame.
Worked with Kelsey Harkins not that long ago, but she's in the throes of Newlywedness and doing great, great work at the Independent Women's Forum, the Daily Signal, the Bright Email, the Federalist, the Heritage Foundation, and many, many more before she's done. Kelsey, let's. I don't think that you've been with us since we lost Bree. And when you brought up problematic women, I knew it had been a while since you had been on. And I thought, you know, it'd be nice if you wanted to just memorialize her. She was one of the people that was highlighted in this very time slot, and I thought was a real powerful force that was just really still emerging. I mean, she's younger than both of us. So, you know, I thought this is really a person that's going somewhere. But I know she was extraordinarily close to you.
Right. So for those who aren't familiar, Bree Payton passed away just after Christmas of last year. So not too long ago of a sudden illness. It happened within a couple days. It was so fast. None of us had the opportunity to even say goodbye. You know, I sadly grew up having lost a couple of guy friends that I knew in high school due to drugs, the opioid crisis. So many Americans have been impacted by that. Mm-hmm. But I had never lost a girlfriend, a colleague so young to something so innocent like the flu. So this was very hard to accept. Bree had such a voice and such a personality. I have no doubt she would have had her own TV show on Fox or one of the networks in just a matter of years. When I first met her, I thought we were the same age. But I come to learn she was 3 years younger than me. Exactly. We shared the same birthday, June 8th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And we joke that we shared dragon energy. I think we're both Geminis and got along so well. The podcast partnership happened totally accidentally. We were just doing a Facebook Live one day and we realized we had something, that spark that you just can't describe. And Bree had such an influence on everyone she touched. She was such a positive light in my life and a good life, encouraging me to become stronger in my faith. She's someone you looked up to. She is that girl that if you're raising young girls, you want them to be like her one day. Yeah, such an inspiration, such a loss. I miss her every day. One of my favorite things to do was her mom gave me two of Bree's favorite outfits that she would wear when she would go on Fox News and other places. And it's really hard to wear these, but every time I do, I feel so much closer to her. And I feel like she's giving me a little bit of her superpowers when I go on TV because she was always fearless when she would do TV, despite her young age. Me, on the other hand, I get very nervous still. and she would always give me these pep talks. And so every time I put on one of her dresses and go on TV, I just try to channel some of her energy and inspiration. And really, I think the big thing to take away is her faith and the fact. Her mom told me this, that one of her last conversations she had with her father was asking her father, what do I need to do to ensure I get to heaven? And her mom said she had never seen a 26-year-old be that heaven-minded at that age. For her to be thinking like that, she really lived as if she was going to die young, and she left everything on the table. And that's why it is so important to have a strong faith in your life, because I have no doubt, despite her life was cut so short, she is in heaven having a beautiful time right now.
Yeah, no, and I think she's very proud of you as well. I had never asked her that question, but you guys were such a no-brainer pairing for the Problematic Women podcast, and you really were complimentary in that regard, so good job.
All right, so when we come back, a final bit of my conversation with Kelsey Buller, we will discuss her story from Connecticut, the film that is currently on the Daily Signals website, and you need to go see it because it's all about basically erasing girls from the high school sports equation and a couple of other controversies that we still yet to discuss. Kelsey Buller, my special guest, you see her on Fox News. She writes for the Daily Signal, The Federalist. She's a visiting fellow for the Independent Women's Forum. And as such, is having an influence on how young women think today. And I think that we need more of that, particularly from the center-right. And I'm a big, big fan of what Kelsey does and glad that she's willing to come on with us here on the Ladies' Lounge. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough, Coast to Coast, Biz Television, 300 great radio stations. Thank you. Stay right there. We're not going anywhere. And by the way, if you miss any part of tonight, our podcast universe is up and active at SoundCloud.com. You can also subscribe on iTunes and get everything that Kevin McCullough Radio does all week long.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us live from New York, and get right back into the conversation with Kelsey Bowler on the Ladies Lounge.
Let's talk a little bit about your work as a cinematographer. Part of your duties now at the Daily Signal, and friends, I really cannot stress how well done these are, but you need to go to the Daily Signal and watch Kelsey's archives, because not only is she telling great stories, but she's doing it in cinematography and in a graphic format that is very powerful, but it's also, Kelsey, very simple. And as a filmmaker myself and someone that's been involved in the Hollywood films, but also on the documentary publication level, et cetera, what was the influence that you would probably most point to and say that impacted my way of making films?
Documentary film has always held a special place in my heart. I think it was some films I saw early on, like Waiting for Superman. I realized they had such a unique power to educate and entertain at the same time. And that's what people want right now in today's society. We all are craving quality information, and I mean quality. But we also want to be entertained. And documentary is the best format to do that. I've always loved it. It really is a dream that I'm able to do that in my career. I've been producing these short, anywhere from 3 to 20 minute short documentaries for the Daily Signal on different policy topics. I say it's my job to show how policies are affecting real people. And so for this latest one you're referencing, it involves the case in Connecticut where girls on the high school track team are actually losing the competitions to biological boys who are identifying as girls. And there are so many news stories out there about this. I'm sure many people listening have heard about it. But nobody's really heard the perspective, the emotional side of the girls who are being impacted. And their voices are so important, and that's, and the fact that this is an emotional experience for them, policies have real consequences. Mm-hmm. That's what we need to remember when we have these discussions. I think I always try to be respectful, in knowing that, you know, those on the opposite side of me, these issues are emotional for them too. And I think we should acknowledge that and be respectful. But if we're going to talk about their emotions, we have to talk about these girls' emotions too and how they feel about fairness and their potential of achieving their dream of getting into college and running track, getting taken away because they're competing against people who are just, you know, from a scientific, biological level, stronger and faster and have more muscle mass than girls and women.
Well, and that's kind of the bottom line. And this kind of encapsulates everything we've talked about so far, because at the end of the day, and we want to be respectful to everyone, we want to be sensitive to the fact that people have differing opinions and believe in things differently than we do. But some of this debate, and I find this across the board, we just had the Alive from New York event in New York City where 20,000 pro-lifers came together, and we've had, you know, all this contention about post-birth abortions, and then this gender, the transgender thing has really kind of eclipsed everything else in kind of the sexual rights movement. But the gay marriage argument even before that was kind of the precursor to this. But a lot of these discussions that kind of sweep across these big demographics of people, it seems like everybody on planet Earth has an opinion about them. Ultimately, I think, Kelsey, are trying to fight a major question, a fight for an answer to a major question, which is there such a thing as absolute truth? And if there is, then that means something. And if there isn't, then it really is whatever you say versus what I say, and nobody's right, and we can just all, you know, hopefully get along to agree. But the issue with what the girls are facing in Connecticut is the fact that from a scientific viewpoint, men are made differently than women. Whether you believe in God or evolution or whatever it is that causes that, that is an irrefutable proof that is provable. But the problem is the feelings of those that want to advance the transgender issue feel like their right to their feelings somehow trumps empirical data. And the result of trumping the empirical data is to then trample on the feelings and the outcomes and the potential and the possibilities for other people. So when we mix minus that idea that is there an absolute in this that is absolutely true, we end up one group of people, maybe they have all the power and the popularity at this one point in time, but they're bludgeoning another group of people.
Absolutely, and I can't help but think of Ben Shapiro's tagline when you raise that, facts don't care about your feelings. And I've always struggled with that because he's absolutely right that facts don't care about your feelings, and we need to be clear about that, especially on this issue as it relates to the difference between boys and girls. But on the other hand, in my work, it's part of my job to show how the facts can affect your feelings. Mm-hmm. And we know the left is very, very good at this. They're very good at manipulating your feelings to actually make you think that the facts don't matter so much. And so I think it's important for us to show the feelings on the other sides of the fact too. But I do think, you know, there is a difference that we're seeing right now in it between conservatives and people on the left, where they are ignoring some of these fundamental facts. I mean, we saw, or I'm sure you heard just on CNN the other day, one of their commentators tell us that when a woman gets pregnant, that's not a human being in her body. Well, then what is it? I mean, these are the most basic facts, the difference between boys and girls. The fact that when a woman gets pregnant, that is a human being in her body. It's nothing else. And sometimes it feels like the left is trying to gaslight us into having these crazy thoughts that, oh, maybe I am wrong. Maybe, you know, maybe these truths that have been self-evident since human beings have existed aren't anymore. And conservatives, I think, are frustrated about this. We're all pushing back, but it would be helpful in these conversations if we were able to start with the basic facts of, you know, fundamental differences.
There's no question about that, Kelsey, and really good stuff. We're going to wrap up our conversation when we come back. But again, if you want to rewatch any of this with Kelsey Bowler, please go to the podcast page. You can re-listen, you can rewatch on the Twitter or Facebook pages as well. Kevin McCullough, it's live from New York. We're coming right back on Radio Night Live.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
All right, welcome back. It's Radio Night Live, the mystery orb in the middle of Times Square. We have no clue what that is, but welcome back if you're watching on Biz TV. My final few minutes with Kelsey Bowler.
There's a series of stories, and maybe you've seen them, Kelsey, but last year there were boys that were not able to make their high school varsity baseball team in Southern California, and they all ended up making the girls' softball team because, again, the requirement to and it's all based on the same thing. So you're exactly right. We're gonna go from having Title IX and all the, you know, yay women and all that stuff to now basically everything's going to be co-ed, and what that's going to mean is that on the level of competition, where muscle and muscle mass and speed and strength are the determining factors, men will take all of the places and women will be left with nothing of their own.
Right, and there's one more important point that I have to add, and that is girls will not just be competing against biological boys, they will be competing with biological boys. So the case in Connecticut just happens to be track, but what's to say these athletes aren't going to want to play lacrosse or field hockey or soccer? And that poses an actual safety issue for the girls playing against and with biological boys.
No, you're exactly right. In fact, even since Target has implemented their fully transgender bathroom policy, whatever it is, people from the trans movement were saying this will never have safety consequences, and they've already had multiple arrests of men harassing or assaulting women in the private chambers of the restrooms there. So it's not going away. But again, it's also not about punishing people because they feel or think something about themselves. I'm not trying to pick a fight with someone on that side of the spectrum. What I'm trying to say is, as the father of a daughter and someone who cares about other father's daughters, it is very important for us to be really laser focused on what is actually true about this. And that's why your film is so not only revealing in terms of the specific issue in Connecticut, but it makes all of it kind of come into perspective. And it's just a really well done piece of film that I'd like everybody to take a look at. Kelsey, your time is very valuable, and you've taken out time to be with us tonight, and we're really grateful for it. We encourage people to see the film. We've been able to play a little bit of it here, and we're going to continue to have Kelsey be with us. She's started appearing on Kevin McCullough Radio on Wednesdays, and we're turning her little segment each week into a little podcast that one more place you can go listen and get your fill of Kelsey every week. But congratulations on all the good stuff that's going on, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, and thank you to all the moms out there. Tomorrow's Mother's Day, so I want to say Happy Mother's Day.
Did you get that, Mom? All right. Kelsey, we appreciate it.
Have a good one.
All right. She's a lot of fun, and grateful to have her with us. Coming up in the weeks to come, we've got Ashley Papa coming back. Kristen B. Tate will be on the way. Georgie Borman and others frequenting the Ladies Lounge shortly and soon. I will be on the air Monday through Friday this next week. Kevin McCullough Radio, make sure you join us. And if you don't get it on a station near you, get the podcast like thousands of other people do now. Kevin McCullough, we'll see you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.